This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Self-report, I snuck into the What's On Your Mind kitchen for a little late breakfast during the break, and decided on the breakfast of champions, which is, of course, Pop-Tarts. So, yeah, there you go. I'm now I am with sustenance, and I have half a Pop-Tart here ready to go here. So Todd's going to be a little jealous. I know you are. Sorry to do that to you. Welcome back, folks. Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
I'm jealous of a half a Pop-Tart. I had an apple.
You're jealous that I stole the last Pop-Tart. I know you are.
I had an apple. I had fruit. You had things that burst into flames in the wrong toaster.
You had an apple. You're trying to make me feel bad. I can't even believe it.
No, I'm just letting you know I'm not jealous. I mean, every Pop-Tart can be yours. That's fine.
They bring me right back to my childhood. Forgot I even had them. Stuffed away in the top counter.
Okay, what was your favorite cereal? Did you have cereal growing up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Ideal was cornflakes. Drop some bananas in there. A little bit of sugar, that, you know, to give it a little bit of a, if I was splurging, then the Fruit Loops or the Lucky Charms. But more often than not, actually, the cornflakes. The cornflakes. The old Kellogg's cornflakes, you know? Very simple.
But you put sugar on, so essentially you had frosted flakes that were homemade.
Little bit. Yeah, no, I didn't go into the total Tony the Tiger mode, but yeah, not bad. We have a full hour of open phone time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, whatever is on your mind. I do have one question I would like to ask you, and I'm curious of what your analysis is. Heidi Heitkamp is in a free fall with her popularity right now. There are these, they call them Morning Consult. It's a polling firm, and they put these... they put these ratings out and poll rankings, and this one happens to be about Heidi Heitkamp. And if you take a look at the path where she was to where she is dropping. She's dropping rather significantly. What's going on there? That's my question for you. Why is this? What's happening here? Kind of curious what you think. What's going on? So I want to ask you that. What do you make of this? What's causing it? Also, there's a bit of breaking news today that Scooter Libby, who was a top aide in the Bush administration, mainly and a close ally of Vice President Dick Cheney, and he was caught up in the whole investigation over the plane leak. Remember Valerie Plame? There was a big hubbub over that, and like what's going on right now with Robert Mueller, the actual item they were investigating goes to the wayside, and all of a sudden they're over here doing something completely different. And so they indicted Scooter Libby. So the president is pardoning him, which in and of itself, presidents have the right to do. They review these things. They take a look at them. Obviously, the Obama administration wouldn't. But you got to know, this is yet another strategy against Mueller and all the swamp games that are going on to say, you know, you shouldn't do this. Stick to your knitting. Stick to what you're investigating. Don't go on these fishing expeditions. And by all accounts, Scooter Libby's a good guy. Did nothing. Bad deal. Bad deal all the way along. Had nothing to do with the original charge. So that's breaking today. You'll be hearing more about that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And locally, you can also call us at 258-0550. Text us, too, Todd or I.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Oh, Todd or me. Out.
Yeah, but you won't.
All right, fine. But, I mean, it doesn't seem to change your grammar, so
Text Todd at 2. Well, if I know the buzz is coming, it does, actually. But 226-8503 for him, 367-2054 for me. David in Minot, let's find out what's on your mind. First-time callers go to the front of the line and two MyPillows today to be given away. So if you're a first-time caller, there's a reward, an incentive to pick up the phone and call us at 258-0550. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to bring you down from your sugar high here, but I'm going to talk about something that I think is pretty serious about contributes to people being in prison. And there seems to be a lot of research suggests that child abuse and neglect is a pretty strong factor in that. I know that nationally it's around 75%. I don't know in North Dakota if we have that statistic. I'm not sure where I could get it.
The stat you just said was the number was what again?
75% of the people in prison are victims of child abuse or neglect.
85%?
75.
Wow. Is that right? That's a sad number is what that is, but impactful one. Yeah.
And, the other part that it's related to is, addictions, which is also about that high. And of course, the correlation between, people with addictions and people in prison is pretty high too. I don't know that statistic exactly, but I think we're kind of concerned about prevention of drug abuse, addictions. Kind of seems to be on the front burner right now, and I don't know that people are really talking about the origins of that. You know, which are child abuse and neglect that causes people to not feel good about themselves and want to get away from that by using drugs and alcohol. And so I just wanted to, I guess,
if you were able to affect some major change on this front, David, right now, where would you start? What could make the biggest difference on that?
Well, I think a good point of intervention, although the schools probably don't want to do that in general, but would be for the schools to try to identify these kids that are victims of child abuse and neglect. I know that a lot of teachers maybe suspected or whatever, but it isn't so much in the reporting as in the intervention. One of the things that we've found out is that if you have one positive person in your life that, you know, gives you a positive self-esteem, that can make a big difference in how you recover from child abuse and neglect.
So very sad, but very good wake-up call, if nothing else, from that stat you're sharing with us, David. I appreciate you calling, and I hope folks have some ideas on how we can do it better.
Yeah.
There's a horrific story out of Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I'm not sure if folks have followed this at all. About a situation, I just wonder. You know, to me, this is where government has to go to work. This is the story in Fergus is Justice Berland, 6-year-old boy, died on Monday after suffering some horrific abuse, and now there is a petition on how to change Child Protective Services. Thankfully. Two people from Fergus Falls, Bobby Bischoff and Walter Winoff, are in jail on $1 million bail, facing charges of third-degree murder, thankfully. But Child Protective Services at the state and county level getting scrutiny as a result of this. I would hope so. I would certainly hope so. Even a change.org petition. Those are the things we got to do different. David,
yeah.
thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing that stat, and I hope it's a wake-up call for other people as well. I really do. Kyle in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, are we talking to me now?
I got you, Kyle. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Well, just want to say, first time caller to the show. Just want to mention, I'm taking a friend of mine to the gun range tomorrow. Very first time he's ever fired a gun. Even with all the negative press, he still wants to get a concealed carry. And I just wanted to quick bring up an argument that I heard about recently. There's a video online of Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Feinstein having a debate. And one of the arguments that they use is you know, we can put limits on the Second Amendment because there's limits on the First Amendment. You can't say fire in a crowded theater. And I thought about that, and I thought that was really interesting. It's the intent that's illegal. Well, you can't say fire in a crowded theater if there's no fire, but fire's not actually illegal. I mean, you use the word in the proper context, they're fine, just like firearms. You use them the way they're supposed to be used, there's absolutely no reason for them. So it's just kind of funny that gun control people are almost their own worst enemy if you put any kind of logic behind them.
Appreciate the call, Kyle. I don't have the best connection with you, but I got the gist of it, and I also applaud you for normalizing the proper use of firearm by bringing a friend along to say, hey, let's do this. So good idea. That's how you get things done, one person at a time. Good stuff. Scott in Wadena, Minnesota, wants to talk about millionaires collecting food stamps. Well, that can't happen. That doesn't happen. I don't know where. That must be fake news, Scott. No, it actually happened. Did you see that story, Todd? Incredible. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Don in Minot, Steve Driven wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp and what's happening there. Craig and Mandan, get to all of you on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that. An endless pool. They have them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on. An extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off. So some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system. And if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morkin of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
20 past the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's secureenergyfuture.org. If you go to that website, by the way, you're going to find great information that will help you make the case for clean, affordable, reliable energy. This is really homegrown energy. This is your neighbors doing this, folks. And what they're doing is providing an affordable, reliable energy supply for folks, families, businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future. So it is great. The latest video is up there, which is wonderful. You can take action. You can let your elected leaders know what you think. There's good research and development there. Great resource. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay? So Kyle in Bismarck called Todd, and I forgot to let him know that he had a free MyPillow coming. So, Kyle, you need to call us back, and we will take your name and need your I remember Kyle is all I remember, but we didn't get his last name. If we have your first and last name, we can leave you a MyPillow at our studios. They're right now guarded in Todd's office, as a matter of fact. He's a 24-7 guard that stands there and protects the pillows. So we'll add your name to the list, and we'll be good. So Scott in Wadena, I want to talk about millionaires getting food stamps. What's on your mind?
Well, you seen that story yesterday that came out about that. And it's funny how the liberals were in the questioning, were belittling this guy for proving a point. I mean, we all know there's a problem with the stamp program and how it was working. But all we ever heard was, well, there's no solid proof. There's no solid proof. Well, now there is solid proof. And all they could do instead of worry about fixing the system is belittle the guy that gave them the proof. And it's kind of funny that the representative that's sponsoring this bill to fix the problem actually was my commanding officer in Iraq when I was over there. He's a Republican common sense guy. And, you know, he's just about fixing the issue. And I just find it funny how the Democrats wanted to belittle the guy that provided them the proof instead of worrying about fixing the problem.
So well said, Scott. You couldn't be more right. And look, if I'm there's a new farm bill in the works, legislation out yesterday with Congressman Kevin Cramer's office releasing that. And he's had a lot of influence on it. So this is going to be fascinating to watch unfold. But we know this. They'll be fighting for every last resource, right? Yeah. And I'm talking about farmers and ranchers, whether it be crop insurance or things that are good common sense reforms that have come to you know, the farm bill and the farm program. And yet, we know from this story that there is rampant abuse. As you say, the Democrats are ridiculing him for being on it when he was trying to do this as a whistleblower. He's just going on there saying, hey, you're giving resources in the farm bill to people that don't need it. Fix
and
this.
And then he also donated everything he got. He donated to food shows and such, which, to me, they probably did a better job distributing the resources, better than the state obviously can, because that's been proven.
Look, everybody that needs help should get help in the greatest country on the face of the earth, all right? I mean, it's there ought to be a safety net. We all agree. I think that's government's role. The idea that somebody is given help that doesn't need it just about makes you ill. And this is the inefficiency of the government. This guy's doing us a favor. Doing us a favor. Doing this totally to say, wait a minute, these are resources. So farmers and ranchers that actually want a common sense farm, this is for you. This is the battle he's fighting for you. To say, let's get this to just people who need it. And the fact that government can't, for crying out loud, discern where the real need is and do this. And this guy didn't break one rule. He did everything perfectly fine. He didn't lie on any form. He didn't do anything. He answered everything honestly, and he got, as a millionaire, food stamps.
Correct. Thank you. That's all I have, Scott.
I'm glad you called, Scott, because I wanted to talk about that story today, and it is a good one. Steve wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Why are her numbers tanking? What's going on here, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough call, but I think that abortion vote is probably a big part of it. I mean, being pro-choice, or, you know, she claims she's pro-life, but, you know, doesn't want to judge anyone is one thing. And then actively voting for late-term abortion is a whole nother line that's crossed.
Where did you see that she says that she's pro-life? I don't know that I've ever seen that.
I'm assuming because she's Catholic, she might be, probably a poor assumption on my part. The other one, and I'm sure he's a wonderful person, you know, George Sinner, you know, the former governor that passed, and by all accounts, you know, a wonderful man, but many of the obituaries were talking about him vetoing, you know, an abortion bill and how wonderful that was and how strong that made him. And, you know, you can look at it both ways, but it sounds like he was a very devout Catholic and a very passionate man. So why not, you know, support your beliefs and try and change, you know, change wrongs. You know, if they'd run that thing up to the Supreme Court when he was governor, who knows? They might have overturned Roe v. Wade 25 years ago. So this, you know, I'm Catholic, but, you know, I'm going to vote for, in Heidi's case, pro-abortion bills. I'm not putting sinner in that same category, I guess. He just vetoed something. I was probably about
no.
Same,
he was. But, he and his wife were totally disregarded the teaching of the church on that, and were proud of it. He bragged about bucking the trend there. So it, you know, and look, it's America. It's America. You can do that. But as you say, don't on one hand say I'm Catholic and use that as you see somehow to your advantage, and then on the other hand, you know, totally disregard the teaching of the church. That's horrible.
I think, you know, pro-choice is one thing. You can kind of sell that in North Dakota and run around that, you know, 55%. As soon as you're pro-infanticide, and whether she shook his hand or high-fived him or whatever, a very sad and embarrassing moment for the state and Heidi. And I think it may be, you know, part of the reason that folks are like, really, moderate? Maybe not. So I don't know, just a guess.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty significant, and they do go back to last year. So it would have been before that vote necessarily impacted it. I don't know what to make of it, but there's obviously a collection of things that are catching up with her, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it. Well, maybe the scrutiny.
The other piece is that if the only public appearances you'll make is a radio station with your brother, that's got to start getting people going. I mean, come on. Take some scrutiny. That's just embarrassing. And, you know, to pretend to be accessible and be hiding behind your brother's softball questions every time you're on the air. I think at some point people are like, really? You're up for re-election and you won't talk to the people? I could be doing it too.
What is causing it? What's your answers? Don and Minot is a first-time caller. Another first-time caller. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I'd like to comment about Heidi Heitkamp as well. Your previous caller made some excellent, you know, those are excellent points that matter to people in North Dakota, so I'm not going to rehash those. I was reading the news this morning before I came to work at one of the websites I read is Newsbusters, and they had an article on there about a New York Times article painting Heidi as a centrist, you know, attempting to paint her as a centrist. In that article, they actually quoted you. I don't know if you saw that or not, but you're actually quoted in that article, and I think that you nailed it perfectly there. I didn't see the poll that you referenced this morning, so I don't know where the poll was taken or anything, but I think that her tanking numbers are just that level of insincerity and disingenuousness on her part and on the part of the media. I mean, everybody knows she's not a centrist, but now that she's facing a really tough re-election, she wants to be painted that way. And I think
you raise a great point here, Don, that I want to pursue this a little bit. If you'll hang on through the break and talk more about it, because I think the point you've raised about her manipulation of the media and saying what she isn't rather than reporting what she is a big part of her strategy. I'm not sure it's working, though, with North Dakota. More on that coming up.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Back on Frank Friday, brought to you in part today by our friends in Watford City, North Dakota, where I am circling the calendar, and I hope you are too, for the 26th of April. We'll be up there for All Industries Job Fair. Vets, you get a little special preference. I love that when they do that. The best part of this is going to be the fact that it's in Watford City. I mean, they have job service, job fairs in other places, and I believe there's one in Williston the day before this one, but they're not in Watford City. You want to be in Watford City. You want to be in the Rough Rider Center. That's right. Just up the hill from that Stoneholm Brewery, which is fabulous. I love it. There's just a lot to love in Watford City, a lot going on there. Tonight, matter of fact, they're having their annual Chamber of Commerce EDC meeting. Those are always good. They brought in the dueling pianos, so the entertainment alone, not to mention an update on all the great things that are happening, are fabulous. You can get tickets at the door. This thing usually sells out, though, so check it out. That'll be happening tonight at 360 Main in Watford City. And then the All Industries Job Fair is, again, Thursday, April 26th, 11 to 3. The veterans' preference to start the thing at 11 to 11:30 at the Rough Rider Center in Pittsburgh. Okay, back to Don here in Minot. And so, Don, I want to talk a little bit about how the media manipulates it. And I found the story you're talking about. It's actually the Washington Post, not the New York Times. But I saw the story, and I actually commented on the story on my Facebook page, and they picked that up, what I had to say, because it was this story where she said when she met with President Trump after the election, before he was inaugurated, that, you know, he tried to convince her to switch parties. And she was using this to say that she's centrist and she's moderate and everything else. First of all, I don't know whether it happened or not, but if it did, why did she wait till now, do you think, to tell us it happened? That's still fishy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because she's in a, you know, she's in what has become a super tough race since Congressman Cramer, you know, announced that he's going to run against her. You know, and so, like your previous caller mentioned, right, he comes on your show every week, and she runs from you like you're the plague. And especially in North Dakota, I mean, we noticed that, right? We know that she's running scared now, and she wants to paint herself as that centrist when everybody knows she's not. Her votes on Obamacare, the tax cut, all of that stuff. You know, she still stands by you. We all remember when she said that she thought Obamacare was going to be a game changer. It certainly was, not the one that she was talking about. And she hasn't stepped away from those comments at all. But now that she's in a super, what's going to be a super tough race, probably a loser for her, she wants to paint herself as this moderate. And the fact that she's a Catholic and that vote on abortion, as a Catholic myself, you know, I'm basically a one-issue voter. And that, you know, I'm truly offended by that, right? And with her high-fiving after that, vote the way you want. But to celebrate it that way, you know, that was a really low class, hard left move.
What's sad to me is it seems as though, you know, and I hesitate honestly to talk much about her faith because you just don't know somebody, you don't know where they're at in their walk. But I know that, you know, she certainly uses that when it helps, right, politically, and there's labels there and everything else. But the votes then don't match up. So that there is a real real issue there, and it gives a lot of people real concern. No doubt about it, because this is serious stuff. It's an intrinsic evil. That's the teaching of the church. If you are a Catholic, then you need to know the teaching of the church is abortion is an intrinsic evil. Also says if you're an elected leader in a position to do something about it and you support abortion, despite the church's teaching, you have committed an intrinsic evil equal to the act of abortion. I mean, that's playing with your salvation. But that's not doesn't mean no good or you any good to counsel that to Senator Heitkamp. She's going to have to find that on her own. She's going to have to talk to faith leaders if she wants to. It's just, it's not a place that any of us should go but I'm just sharing with you what the teaching is, and that's for anybody.
Anybody. I understand that. I'm not judging because my own walk with faith is, you know, I mean, that's the one that I'm concerned about. But the fact that she, you know, she's public about her Catholicity and, you know, any Catholic knows the teachings of the church. Well, you know, most Catholics, just like you do, like you just expressed. So we can just assume that she knows that. And for whatever, you know, so again, it's all public and it's out there.
And by the way, I don't think this is a Catholic thing. I don't think this is a. Let's take one's faith, one's religion out of it and say, okay, do we believe in the Ten Commandments? Because the Ten Commandments say, "Thou shalt not kill." The science tells us that life begins at conception, right? And
absolutely.
So why we know when there's a beating heart, we know when they feel pain. We know all this because of science. Now, come on, look at the Ten Commandments. Just look at the Golden Rule. Don't do unto somebody else you wouldn't want done unto you. My gosh, this shouldn't be complicated. But I, you know, what I don't understand, honestly, though, in the original question, the poll numbers falling for her. Her position on this isn't new. I mean, Planned Parenthood considers her the poster child. They love her. They raise money for her like crazy. 100% rating. They absolutely love her. And this is radical evil Planned Parenthood. So I don't know why it would be affecting her now. I don't. I wanted to ask one last thing because you mentioned, Don, you know, the media, and you brought up this watching Newsbusters, and good for you. They've called the story from the Washington Post about her being a centrist as fake news. But here is something you need to watch for, folks. The vast majority of the media in North Dakota, the vast majority of the media that covers Washington, D.C., the Capitol, politics, everything else, they're basically arms of the Heitkamp campaign. These are people who are, they're fans. They want her reelected. They're cheerleaders for her. And she is, I guess you got to call this, performed very well in getting them to, you know, she co-ops them. She uses them. She gets them to write these stories. I mean, she's done a couple now, the deal on Hillary Clinton after she went and talked about how awful we were, horrible we were, the terrible people, and women were dumb, and men manipulate them, and all the things that she said in India. She does an interview with her brother, and she has a CNN reporter then write a story. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's like using CNN for your own good. But CNN's going to do it because they love her. Same thing on the high five business. And again, I'm not dumb, and I don't think North Dakotans are dumb, but if you look at that, if that isn't a high five to you, then call it whatever you want, an you know, inartful sort of gesture, a awkward handshake, you know, high above, whatever. The point is not what the handshake was or how it was done. It was a immediate greeting from Chuck Schumer seconds after she voted. The vote.
Absolutely.
The vote is what's despicable. The collaboration with Schumer moments after what's despicable, and so is the high five, which it is, but you want to call it something else. But remember, she immediately, I got an email within 45 minutes of that posting. I took the picture of her from a TiVo that was frozen on pause, put the picture up on TiVo. Her staff is, I won't label it. This rather left-leaning individual that works for her, that used to work for MoveOn.org and all those organizations, now her press person, that tells you everything. MoveOn.org staffers don't work for centrists, just saying. So anyway, she sends me a nasty gram saying you can't use C-SPAN, and that's not what it was. And then they go get the fact checker, some again, another liberal media person, to write that it wasn't what it was. So the manipulation of her in the media, just like in the story you saw in the Washington Post, is something you're going to need to watch for. Just because it's in a news organization doesn't mean it's in anything other than propaganda, spin, and more support for her. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and I think that that gets to the point of why her numbers are tanking, because they, you know, they are just cynically demonstrating that they think we're stupid, that we're going to buy all that stuff. So it was nice talking to you, Scott.
Don, would you like a free MyPillow since you were a first-time caller?
I would love one. The wife and I were just talking about buying some last night.
All right, hang on a sec. You'll have to pick up your next trip to Bismarck, but hang on. We'll get your information, and that'll be in Todd's office for you. So hang tight, okay? Coming right up. All right, let's see who's next. Mike in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Scott. Mike here. I wanted to talk about Heidi's deceptive ad that's running on TV right now. It claims that she voted for a tax bill that Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer voted for. But they're trying to make you think that that is the 2018 tax bill. If you look at the ad, there is actually a picture of the 2014 Senate tax bill, and they did all vote for it, but not the 18 tax bill. Very deceptive. You have to look closely at what she is portraying on the TV versus what is being said. So it's trying to make you think, oh, yeah, I voted for the tax bill. Out and out lie.
Well, I'm glad you did the work to unearth that, because I saw that ad and said the same thing. They must be talking about a different ad, but I wasn't sure which one. But they obviously are trying to confuse you. We know well she didn't vote for the tax plan. She still brags about it. She runs around, you know, if I were her, I'd be running from that ad, because look what it's done so far. All the folks that have more money in their pocket, including bonuses from North Dakota companies and everything else. But very good point. And also, not just this ad you're talking about, Mike, all of them. Be careful. Be careful, because you got to get the facts on it. Good stuff. Appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Don Minot. Are you still waiting, Don, for that? Okay, hang on a sec. I'm sorry. We talked to Don already. We have to get who's filling in for Manny today again? Not Nathan. It's John. John, would you take line three and get Don's last name and then put that in Slack for us? Would you please? Okay, thank you so much, sir. I just assumed that, you know, it's Manny. He'll take care of it, but Manny's on a little vacation. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Scott. I'll tell you, I'm glad for the Trump tax cut. Let's start with that as a gun owner, because my company gave me a bonus and my paycheck checks are bigger, so I can enjoy my hobby. That's much easier now. But, you know, with Senator Heitkamp, part of the reason I view her as tanking now is because she is, at North Dakota, the gun ownership rate in the state is about 48%, or, you know, roughly half of the people of the state. She is very clearly showing to us that when she says she supports us, that she truly does not, in the way that she has been voting and the sponsorship of bills that she has been standing behind, where she'll stand behind the fixed NICS bill or the school safety bill, but she won't stand behind S-446, which also addresses both issues, as well as gives me national reciprocity for my concealed carry permit. She talks about votes she's done in the past, which were all no-brainers, you know, following Sandy Hook. You could look at any of those bills and say none of those bills made sense, because all they were going to do was punish legal gun owners, you know, at every turn of the corner. And, you know, a lot of us are just fed up with it.
Well, I'm glad you called, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Others, welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's see, we got Craig and Mandan still waiting to weigh in. Larry and Bismarck, too. You're next when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com.
I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Be lady tonight.
Frank Friday with our man, Oh Boys. Son, what's on your mind? Here we are in the final segment. Where does this time, where does the time go, Todd? Can you one time, just one time, answer that question? Where does the time go? I don't know. Because it happens over and over.
No idea. It just
goes. We can't get it back. Can't get it back.
Exactly.
It's gone. Irrevocable.
YOLO.
MyPillow.com, one of our fine sponsors on this program, a Minnesota company, great guy that founded MyPillow, that invented MyPillow, and now gives us an opportunity to give you a really good product, a lot of them, MyPillow mattress and MyPillow bed and body pillow and travel pillow and MyPillow for pets and cushions and of course, sleep on the very pillows that Todd and I do. At a great discount. Up to 50% off when you go to MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Two first-time callers that were rewarded today with MyPillows. Way to go. Thanks for listening. And last chance to weigh in. We're going to go quickly through the rest of these. fine listeners, so give me your best 30 seconds, and we'll get everybody in. Craig and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, okay, a bunch of concerns, I guess. I'm going to try to wrap it up in one story. The guy that called in about the 75% of people in prison, you know, were abused as children or whatever. Well, my dad's like 86 years old, and when he was a kid, there's a saying that went around that said, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And I think that's a lot to do with, like, you know, like they say, everybody, the way the laws are written, everybody's just a mistake away from a felony. Because I know, like me, I'm a felon. And if I told you what I did, you wouldn't know whether to laugh or cry. But it was enough to ruin my life. I lost my house, and certain people won't give me a job, and so forth. But anyways, and they would probably say we were abused as kids. I don't know. Except for there are seven of us. I'm the only one that seemed to get in trouble. But anyways, with that in mind, he was talking about child abuse. Kind of feel kind of like that's hypocrisy. I mean, great, Child Prevention Month, that's okay. But, you know, how can you prevent child abuse when they change the definition every 5 years? And then not only that, you know, I don't in this state, I don't think they really arrest a person or charge a person by what they do. I think they, you know, charge you by who you are. Because, like I said, I'm a felon. You know, I got it for breaking a restraining order. And after I had every right to be in the place I was at, it just, you know, I made a mistake of putting my hand on her shoulder, told her I wasn't done talking yet. Big mistake. And then I had to take anger management course, which statistically is not taking an anger management course. I guess I should have been a woman. Then I could have taken an anger management course, but mine was called domestic violence course.
Yeah, all right, Craig. I appreciate you sharing the story. We've got to keep rolling here. In response to the caller that suggested that one person having a positive influence on a neglected child's life is a good outcome, I suggest Big Brothers Big Sisters program that connects to a mentor with a child to foster that positive influence in a life. Larry and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
They want to make a comment on Heidi's spiritual walk. You know, there's a Bible verse that says you are known by your fruit. And I'm afraid using that as a guide, that paints a pretty sad picture for Heidi's spiritual walk. And I also like to comment, mark my words, if Heidi for some chance gets reelected, she'll get behind gun control just like every one of her Liverpool hearts are. So just keep that in mind when you're voting.
Larry, thanks for the call. John, Annetta, North Dakota, go.
Well, I was just, you know, sometimes we give Heidi credit for breaking with Obama on some of this gun control stuff, but there's one thing we should all remember in this state. She voted for every left-wing, liberal, lunatic judge that he put up there, and they're just waiting to take the Second Amendment away from responsible, law-abiding gun owners. So even if she breaks with, you know, doing some of the stuff with her party, she still, you can't give her a pass because she's still voting these judges in that are just waiting to take that away.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. How about William? You're next. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I think it's gotten to that point. I think Heidi has been exposed now and as being a liar. I mean, she said that she voted against the tax cut because it was only for the rich and it was going to rob, you know, the same old talking points, Medicare. And, you know, people in North Dakota, for the most part, have a lot of common sense, and they stay through this. And there's one thing. They don't want to be lied to. I mean, they're not that stupid. We're not that stupid. And don't treat us as we are. And her campaign right now is off to another fine start of basically a campaign of lies. And another thing, why would one want to vote for a Democrat and turn this country, if they get enough of them, into a California? Is that what the, you know, the dream we have for North Dakota in our country? But anyway, you know, she's just when she says she votes for the will of the people, now that's a lie. And I think the people in North Dakota are onto that, and they're not going to tolerate it anymore. They don't like to be thought of as stupid. Thank you.
Thank you, William. We love it when the listeners get the last word. Busy day of a lot of different topics today. God bless you one and all. See you Monday. Have a fabulous weekend. For Todd the Radio God, I'm Scott Hennon. See you, bye.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in a sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.